Ladies and gentlemen, Arturo Sandoval.
Thank you.
Arturo Sandoval live here on 88.5 KPLU. I was wondering if we could go back just a few years. I heard a great story about, actually, tough story, but obstacles you had to overcome when you first got your trumpet when you were 10 years old and you first had to learn the trumpet. I was wondering if you might tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I should tell you before that, I grew up in the countryside of the island, you know, in the middle of nowhere in Cuba. And my family, nobody have nothing to do with art in general. Not only with music, I mean in general. And when I mentioned in my house I want to be a musician, everybody gave me a weird look, you know. Everybody said, What are you talking about? Musician? Are you crazy? You're going to be struggling all your life. You're going to be so broke. You're going to be on drugs and alcohol and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they were right. Especially about being broke. No, but if I have to do it again, I will do it again. Exactly the same thing. Nah, no doubts about it. Yeah, even if we're broke. If you got a music in your heart, you're going to be a happy person, no matter what. And then I was so strong with my decision. I want to be a musician. They said, okay. And then my aunt bought me a cornet, little cornet. And I went to the old man there in my village. And the people say he was like a trumpet teacher. I don't know. And I went there, said, "Maestro, please, I need your help. I want to learn how to." He was an old, cranky old man, very grumpy, you know. And I said, "Okay, play something there." He said, "I don't know how to play anything." I said, "Play something." I get my horn out of the case and let me do the mimic what I did. I put the mouthpiece there. And I play whatever came out of the horn for a few seconds. After a few seconds, he said to me, "That's enough. You know what? I'm going to give you an advice. By the way, don't make me waste my time because you have no future. You have no, and I really recommend you go and do something else because you're never going to make it in this." And he was kind of right because for me, it wasn't too easy. It's still not easy with the horn. But anyway, and I went back to my home. I was crying all the way. When I get home, thank God, something came, you know, I don't know. And then I said, I screamed, you know, on the top of my lung, I say, "F him." I gonna let him know that he was wrong. And then I get my cornet and I was blowing there until blood came out of my mouth. Uh-huh. And I get cured, you know. I said, "Okay, now it's... it's my call now. Now I have to figure it out how to play this." And I've been doing that for the last 51 years.
And I was wondering if you guys could play one more song for us.
Absolutely.